This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing in the grain markets here at Midday?
We got a little bit of mixed trade today. We got the soybean market trying to lead this market higher, though, today. July beans up 30 cents or so, pushing that $17 area. You know, we'll see if we can get through there. But it kind of feels like that bean market, maybe we got some demand building. We had a sale of Chinese beans to China yesterday. Export sales numbers were solid this morning. There's some chatter that China may be looking for beans for August delivery. You know, so that's pushing that market higher. Also being fueled by a very good day in the export market on that soybean meal side as well. So that's kind of some of the strength we're seeing. That's helping the corn market out a little bit. There were mixed to old crop getting a little bit, but we just can't seem to get something going through those middle months, especially after that difficult day yesterday. You know, obviously watching the planting pace, and you know, maybe this corn market might get itself a little bit sideways in this window until we kind of figure out what's in the ground acre-wise. You know, still the big market we're keeping an eye on, and the most volatile one's been wheat. It's been trading all over the map again today. We are trading significantly lower on the wheat contracts. You know, the Kansas wheat tour is going on right now. They're not finding a whole lot of very good results, obviously well below last year's level. But we got some talk that Russian wheat crop is going to be strong, as well as just some chatter out there. The UN's trying to get those ports open up in the Ukraine, but obviously we need everybody to kind of agree to get that going. So, but with a market that's as elevated as it is, you know, we bring some caution into that wheat market and, you know, a little bit of profit taking there. And that's also just kind of keeping a little bit of an anchor on corn.
Right. And with that wheat market, you know, obviously when India announced that ban on wheat exports, everybody got really excited. The markets got really up and excited as well. And then we found out that it wasn't as big of an opportunity as we thought, and they were still making kind of private, you know, country to country deals with each other. So was that factored in too with the wheat prices that we're seeing right now?
Yeah, that's been a little bit of the issue there in terms of that regard. You know, that maybe that doesn't have as big a teeth as we thought it did on Sunday night into Monday. And you know, in terms of those global wheat supplies. But, you know, we did get an announcement today, though. They cut that wheat crop estimate again in India. So right around the 100 million metric tons, maybe a little bit below, and just kind of tells you they are still dealing with some weather issues. You know, so that's still an ongoing story in the markets in general. You know, one other story that did come out today, and that was some of the reason we saw the pressure in beans yesterday, too, is Indonesia is going to lift that export ban on palm oil. Basically, they just need to continue to get that money flowing through the country. They got enough supplies and things of that nature to do that. That's why we saw that big sell-off in bean oil yesterday. It is still lower today, but at least off its low. So we kind of got that window, you know, thing priced into the market as well here. So, you know, markets are going to stay volatile. Outside markets are a little calmer today, so that's helping out. That was a big part of yesterday, was just the strong sell-off in the equity markets, and it just turned into a risk-off trade all across the board yesterday.
Right. And, you know, yesterday just red all across the board, and we saw that in corn and soybeans as well. Was that just kind of, you know, a little bit of a people pressing the panic button with planting progress? And of course, we're seeing today they're kind of bouncing back a little bit. You know, maybe those concerns weren't as great as they thought.
You know, when that happens in those days, the fundamentals don't even matter. It's just a matter of the computers kind of kicking in and they're selling that day, and we break some technical barriers and you just see the selling accelerate. And you know, when you start seeing the stock market drop at that aggressive pace, you know, we got worried about the consumer, worried about inflation, you know, that trickled over into the livestock markets and the pressure we saw there. And it was just one of those days, again, regardless of what was coming out there on the fundamental news side of it, that the market was going to continue to see some selling pressure, just as money was just getting to the sidelines, regardless what positions they were in.
All right. And then what are we seeing at Midday on the other side of the markets in the livestock complex?
Livestock complex been pretty choppy, still pressured in that cattle market. You know, obviously cash trade has been a little bit softer this week. You know, we're probably squaring up a little bit here. We got cattle on feed numbers coming out tomorrow, so we'll see what those numbers give us. You know, cash trade was down a little, so that just puts a little bit of pressure on that front month contract. You know, and again, we're still really worried about the consumer and what's going to happen in terms of beef demand on the longer term. And that's just, you know, cattle markets are one of those recession fears. If things are concerned on the economy, we're looking at those higher gas prices, the consumer losing that dollar in terms of being able to spend at the retail level. You know, that usually reflects itself in the beef demand, and this market's been trying to price that in, even though that market has gotten extremely oversold for both live and cattle and feeder cattle. So today we're probably just kind of sitting still, a little bit of pressure in the feeder market again today, watching those cattle on feed numbers coming out tomorrow.
Right. And, you know, maybe we're going to see finally that demand really kick up with, you know, we've had awesome weather recently, and, you know, a great time to kick off grilling season.
Hopefully we start seeing that. Actually, a movement's been really good in terms of the retail level, watching the load counts go at a pretty good pace. That tells us the retailers are stocking up on some supplies. They got enough supplies out there to do that at. And, you know, so that's one thing that, you know, I thought was going to hopefully support this market. But unfortunately, like I said, the macro side of things and what's going on there has kind of come into play and just really makes it difficult for a rally to be sustained. But, you know, we could get a trigger in here. Next thing you know, you got money flowing back into the cattle market. Like I said, we're extremely oversold. And, you know, if we get that position kind of moving, next thing you know, the money pours in. Sometimes the fundamentals don't matter. But right now, we just need something to make the buyers want to step into that market. Maybe those cattle on feed numbers, if we get a miss that's friendly or something tomorrow, that might be one of those triggers to say, you know, hey, this market's undervalued.
All right. And then with the hogs as well, you know, you mentioned earlier that they, you know, saw that rally late yesterday. And, you know, they've had the four straight days in a row of gains for lean hogs. Is this going to be some prolonged kind of benefit here, especially since that market's been pretty beat up recently?
You know, at least on the front months, it started to feel like we got a little bit of a turn in the price. You know, I mean, we got that low put in here a handful of days ago, and we're watching the cash market firm up. We're also watching some of the retail values pick up a little bit there in that hog market. So that's been supportive under that front end. Now, today we're seeing some more pressure again in the deferred. That, again, might be tied to that big picture items in terms of what's going to be out there for value, what's going to be out there for hog numbers. You know, the market's been extremely choppy today, and, you know, we were down most of the day yesterday, and then all of a sudden buyers came in late. So that's just a sign too that this market maybe want to work a little higher. I'm targeting June hogs maybe moving up another $3, $4, $5, and then might get a little heavy around that 110 area. Just got to keep a close eye on that cash market, and if that continues to trend higher, that'll at least keep some support underneath this hog market. Sounds like numbers are starting to tighten up a little bit, weights are coming down. So, you know, if the Packers realize they need some pork in the cooler here, that could keep this market supported, especially at these levels.
All right, John, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who would like to learn more, how can they get in touch with you and the team at Total Farm Marketing?
Sure, Riley. I'd love to chat with them anytime. Feel free to give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And don't forget about our website, totalfarmmarketing.com. A lot of great information there for producers. And, you know, in volatile markets like these, just that amount of knowledge is just more to help you make those marketing decisions.
That again was John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. We'll go ahead and take a look at those midday market prices. July corn is up 3 3/4 at 7.85 1/4. December corn down 3 even at 7.37 1/4. July soybeans up 29 3/4 at 16.92 1/2. November soybeans up 15 3/4 at 15.15 1/4. Soybean meal up 12.20 at 4.21.60. Soybean oil down 73 cents at 77.11. Chicago wheat is down 31 1/2 at 11.99 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat down 22 3/4 at 13.30 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 29 3/4 at 12.94 3/4. And July oats down 11 1/2 at 6.30 1/4. On the Merc, live cattle up 15 cents at 131.85. Feeder cattle down $1.45 at 154.40. Lean hogs down 17 cents at 105.92. Pork cutouts down 25 cents at 112.10. And Class 3 milk down 4 cents at $24.53. And that's been a check of the midday market prices. I'm Riley Smith. Thanks again to John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for joining us today. Make sure you stay tuned for the Closing Market Podcast as I talk with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.